So, hello guys, our today's guest is Claire Jennison, an editor, ghostwriter, formatter, author, as well as a proofreader for many novels. She especially loves the darker genres, has a fascination for traveling, enjoys going to theatre, also runs a business called Penning and Planning, under the name of which she provides services that I mentioned in the beginning. Not to leave out, her LinkedIn posts are something that I've been relying heavily upon to figure out how to make content on that platform. So, Claire, tell us the story of why and how you started Penning and Planning.
I started Penning and Planning after being a full-time teacher of English language and literature and then primary teaching for 12 years. I switched to supply teaching in December 2017 after my dad got really poorly and I needed the flexibility to help care for him. Whilst caring for my dad, as well as supply teaching, I realised that life really is too short to not do what you truly love. And the freedom that came with part-time supply teaching was wonderful. Seeing my family more was wonderful. And just being in control of my time more was wonderful. So, unfortunately, my dad died a few months later, after which I made the decision to start the business, and I haven't looked back since.
So, tell us of your first very first experience of editing and proofreading. How did you land your first gig? Was that pro bono?
My very first experience of proofreading was through I was registered on a website called findaproofreader.com, and it was £36 to advertise myself for the full year. And my very first job came through that, and it was to proofread an article for an academic journal. It was quite a short article, but it was a brilliant first project. I've actually moved away from academic proofreading, and I don't advertise on Find a Proofreader anymore because I find LinkedIn and other social media works brilliantly for me. But I'll never forget the joy of getting my first paid job.
I read that when you got started in this business, all you spent on was a basic website you built for yourself, two courses and a professional membership apart from the money for advertising, networking and business cards. What site did you get that membership in, and what were those courses?
When I started the business, I did build my own website. I had a lot of help through online resources. Jammy Digital was one in particular. I followed their advice and got some free critique from them. But I did it all myself. And I also bought courses through the Society for Editors and Proofreaders and the Publishing Training Centre to build on my experience of being a qualified teacher. They gave me a brilliant groundwork to build on, and since then I have invested in lots more editing and proofreading courses, both as an author and a professional editor and proofreader. All these experiences combined, as well as working day to day as an editor and proofreader on fiction and non-fiction manuscripts, has been such a brilliant learning curve, and I really do feel quite confident in my skills today. So I would definitely recommend investing as much as possible in professional training courses. Although nothing beats living it and doing it day to day, working on collaborative projects, I definitely feel more confident in myself through having invested in training.
So, any tips you got for authors and people providing the same services as you regarding networking events?
The tips I have for authors and editors and proofreaders regarding networking events is to be confident and enthusiastic. I don't go to many networking events where it's networking just for the sake of it. I go to a lot of workshops and training events where I just happen to get chatting to people quite naturally. I don't like being salesy. I don't like people being salesy towards me. I would much rather have a quite organic, natural conversation about things that I'm interested in, which always seems to come back to books. So it's just a case of completely being yourself and just going with opportunities. I'm quite a shy person. I get quite bad social anxiety if I'm with in a big group of people, so I do prefer the smaller networking groups where I'm able to just, you know, sort of talk one-on-one or one-on sort of small groups of people rather than addressing a big crowd.
This is the question that I've like most wanted to ask you. What do you do when an author you take on writes in a style or POV that you disapprove of, but know that there's a market for it? How do you keep that prejudice away when working on how to improve their book and offering them suggestions?
I never disapprove of any writing by another author. I am a massive fan myself of the darker genres, so horror, psychological thrillers, serial killer murder mysteries. I really like all the sort of dark, grisly side of writing. I think because it's so far removed from my real life, it's just pure escapism. So I welcome the grittier style of writing, and I write it myself as well. I would never be judgmental towards any author, regardless of what genre they were writing in. So that's not even something that even enters my head or is a factor in my business, that I might disapprove of others. That's just not anything that ever happens. So I'm not prejudiced towards anybody or any genre or any manuscript or anything that I work on. I offer the same service regardless whether it's fiction, non-fiction or any genre. Within that, I conduct myself as a professional. I give professional, constructive, supportive, empathetic feedback. And I really hope that comes across in all the projects I work with. I hope it comes across in the testimonials that I've made public. And I hope it comes across in any sort of word of mouth recommendations that people may make about me.
And with that culminates our today's episode of A Writer's Explorations. And thank you, Claire, for agreeing to let me interview you for this podcast episode.
Thank you, Yasser, for asking me to answer these questions. And I look forward to catching up with you on LinkedIn. Bye for now.